This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will ensure that no state, whether it is Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Goa or Telangana, faces a reduction in Lok Sabha seats. Addressing an election rally at Tiruvalla in Kerala yesterday, the Prime Minister said misinformation is being spread that southern states may lose seats due to better population control. He assured that the government will provide a legal guarantee to protect their representation. Mr. Modi also urged all political parties to support 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies.
हमने कांग्रेस के लोगों को मीटिंग के लिए बुलाया। हम आशा करते हैं कि वो हमारी बात मान करके आएंगे। हमने इंडिया अलायंस के मित्रों से बात की है। आप भी लोगों को बताइए, कांग्रेस के लोगों को बताइए, एलडीएफ के लोगों को बताएं कि महिलाओं के अधिकार का एक कानून निर्विरोध पास होना चाहिए।
The Prime Minister said that the budget session of Parliament has been extended for 3 days to meet on 16th, 17th and 18th of this month to take forward the implementation of the Women's Reservation Law passed in 2023. He said the provision will be implemented from 2029. Campaigning for the assembly election in West Bengal is getting momentum as the dates for the polls are nearing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch his election campaign in West Bengal today. He will address a political rally at the Ras Mela Maidan in Cooch Behar district today in support of party candidates from 8 seats from Cooch Behar and 5 seats from Alipurduar district. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is addressing rallies in different parts of West Bengal in support of party candidates. In Assam, election campaigning has intensified across the state. Political parties are making concerted efforts to reach out to voters and consolidate support. Rahul Gandhi, senior leader of Indian National Congress, addressed a campaign rally at Biswanath today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to visit Assam tomorrow and will address election rallies at Bhavanipur, Sorbhog, Hojai and Dibrugarh. In poll-bound Tamil Nadu, electioneering is gearing up despite the sweltering summer heat. DMK Chief M.K. Stalin is in Viruddhanagar for alliance partners. AIADMK candidates are on a door-to-door campaign and also meeting personally with the voters. Former Chief Minister E. Palaniswamy is visiting Neyveli and Puducherry and is garnering votes during the roadshow. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India is importing crude oil from more than 40 countries, including Iran, and there are no payment issues in procuring Iranian crude. In a social media post, Mr. Puri dismissed reports and social media claims suggesting that an Iranian crude cargo was diverted to China from Vadinar in India due to payment problems. He termed such reports as factually incorrect. The minister said, amid supply disruptions in West Asia, Indian refiners have successfully secured their crude oil requirements from multiple sources, including Iran. On the occasion of National Maritime Day today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the nation recalls India's maritime heritage and the invaluable contribution of all those associated with the sector. Sharing his message on social media, Mr. Modi said that their dedication strengthens the country's economy, trade and connectivity. He added that today India's maritime sector is moving with faster speed and energy. Mr. Modi also highlighted that the government has implemented the modern and futuristic shipping laws of the 21st century. Easter is being celebrated across the globe today, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion at Calvary on Good Friday. The festival signifies hope, renewal, and the culmination of Holy Week, a period of prayer, penitence, and reflection on the final phase of his life. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their heartfelt greetings to the nation on the occasion. In IPL cricket, 2 matches will be played today. Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Lucknow Super Giants at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.